Cuban pastor, wife sentenced to 2 years in prison for homeschooling. By Francis Martel on April 23, 2019. The Cuban communist regime sentenced evangelical pastor Ramon Rigel to 2 years in prison, and his wife Ida Exposito to a year and a half, on Monday for homeschooling their children, less than a week after their arrest for promoting the practice. The family were given 30 minutes notice before the trial began on 18th of April, and went on throughout the afternoon but was then suspended until Monday 22nd of April, the aid group Christian Solidarity Worldwide said in a report on their story this week. Homeschooling is illegal in Cuba, as it is considered a capitalist practice and prevents the state from indoctrinating children in Marxist atheism in public schools. Rigel has been homeschooling his children for years, forcing him into consistent confrontations with the Castro regime, and began helping other Christian families homeschool following his arrest in 2017. The couple, from Guantanamo, faced a summary judgment on their case on Monday, according to the Miami-based Radio Marti. The presiding judge found them guilty of illicit assembly and incitement to delinquency for meeting with other families to teach them how to homeschool in acts contrary to the normal development of minors. Marti and Diario de Cuba, a Spanish newspaper, both reported that Cuban state security aggressively prevented friends and family from attending the sentencing. Their oldest daughter, 13-year-old Ruth, confirmed to both outlets that police blocked her from entering the courthouse. "That was embarrassing. It is shameful what they have done with our parents," Ruth told Marti. "They took my mother and my father to prison and did not think of the kids, of us, that we are minors, that we need our mother and our father together." The court also blocked independent attorney and journalist Roberto de Jesus Quiñones Aces from attending the sentencing. Media covering the story do not agree on whether Quiñones meant to attend in his capacity as lawyer for the family or to report on what happened in the courthouse. What they do agree on is that state security violently assaulted Quiñones to keep him out of the building. "They punched me in the mouth, my shirt is bloody, and I am detained here now. I don't know why," Quiñones told Marti reporter Tomas Cardozo briefly before police confiscated his phone. At press time, the lawyer remains in police custody. Rigel described his sentence as humiliating while serving it but told Marti in 2017 the Christian faith warns of such punishment by repressors. "You feel ashamed because they want to humble us, but that is the legacy that the Lord left us, that because of our faith and our principles we will suffer this," he said. The government ultimately released the couple and restored Rigel's ability to legally preach thanks to global pressure from Christian aid organizations on the condition that Rigel and Esposito stop homeschooling and do not expose others to the practice. The two refused and taught several other families at Rigel's church how to homeschool their children. Following the first arrest, the family decided to flee the country, but the Castro regime has refused them permission, treating them as criminals instead. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association, HLDA, said in a post on their website last week that it had purchased plane tickets to bring the family to the United States after Cuban government agents urged Rigel to leave. As they prepared their departure, however, Rigel told the HLDA that regime officials demanded he condemn the fellow Christians he shared his homeschooling materials with. Since Rigel refused, he and his wife were arrested. The Marxist Castro regime regularly represses Christian dissidents, particularly Protestant and evangelical groups that operate in a more decentralized, and thus harder to control, manner than Catholic associations. In the 1960s, Fidel Castro built labor camps known as military units to aid production, UMAP, to house Jehovah's Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventists alongside other counter-revolutionaries such as LGBT Cubans, writers, and other creatives. Today, Cuban police arrest the Catholic members of the Ladies in White dissident group, often violently, on a weekly basis for attempting to attend Sunday Mass, the group's sole act of protest. Rigel and Esposito were arrested during Holy Week, which culminates in Easter, the most important holiday in the Christian calendar. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.